Feel like the everyday chaos is getting to be too much? Head on over to winninggym.com/BAP and we can help you there. Join our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program for quick wins for your gym. Check it out. You deserve it. Now back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, back in the saddle, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
So, what's up? You tell me, man. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, just shaving.
any other big things you want to talk about that's been going on?
No.
Not right now? Okay.
No.
All right. We won't say a word about it. We will continue on with the show. Got some great stuff for you guys today. Got some cool things happening. Oh, man. The Grow Summit.
Yes.
Chicago. It's coming up later this year. I may or may not have signed a keynote speaker. So that'll be later on down the road. But got some good stuff for you guys. You know what's cool about this year, and I told you yesterday, is like I'm taking the best pieces from all the five past Grow Summits, and we're kind of blending it into this one. Yeah. And it's just going to be better than ever. And that, you know, every year we say the same thing. That was the best one. How are you going to top it? Well, we're going to top it again. It's just what we have to do. Keep raising the bar. All right, so got a good episode for y'all today. We were talking, in fact, I just posted about this. I said, solve a problem, make yourself valuable, you know what I mean? And that's really what the topic is about today. A lot of gyms, you know, look, even mine back in the day, would just go out into the market and sell or pitch what we offer. Personal training, you know, twice a week, nutrition programming, hold you accountable, all the, I guess, services that you offer, and I've even seen gyms go even worse. We have 17 million pounds in dumbbells and weights, and we've got, 15 racks, right?
Yeah.
I'm a hotel. We have beds. We have a bathroom. We have pillows in the room. Like that's essentially what you're saying when you're doing that kind of advertising. But that's not going to get you anywhere. I mean, for a lot of reasons. One, that's assumed. Right. I'm going to go to the gym. There's going to be some weights in there and there's probably going to be some fitness going on.
I'm going to have to do some exercising, you know?
Yeah. But what we're really talking about here is selling, I guess, the solution, solving somebody's problem. And we've got a million examples of this. And you hear, in the mortgage industry, for example, nobody wants a mortgage. They want a house.
Oh yeah. There's a million analogies. Right? I love some of those. Yeah. Sell the sizzle, not the steak.
Yeah. Right? They want the house. The mortgage is what you're selling them.
Yep.
Right. But you want to give them the picture of all the great memories in the house. And oh my gosh, this backyard. Can you imagine having the kids over and the pools and all this stuff? That's a really easy one, right? In fitness, you have to sell, I guess, the benefits of what they're going to feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's very difficult to tiptoe the line, especially with the rules on social media, like the before and after.
Yeah.
But really you can speak to the results in a little bit around the way kind of way. Like, can you imagine if, and you just saw a really cool commercial, right? For that beanbag thing.
Yeah.
You
were talking about? Moon Pod, I think it was. It was called. It was really interesting. I mean, it just really like drove the wedge on this kind of idea. And I don't remember exactly how the language he used exactly, but they're selling a beanbag chair. That's the product.
That's been around for years.
Exactly. Yeah. And here, this is really what stood out for me was it was a really well done commercial. Didn't talk about the benefits of the chair itself. It wasn't trying to sell the chair necessarily. Yeah. He was selling the vision of what that chair provided for you, right? Sit down, remove the back pain, like all of the things that go along with what the solution somebody looking to buy another chair would experience. But the biggest thing for me was, it's a beanbag chair. Cost of this damn thing is probably a few bucks. I mean, it's literally like a sock shoved full of styrofoam type, you know, beanbags, beans. I mean, the cost can't be anything. But then I opened up the link because I was curious of how, like, this is a really well done commercial. Like, what does this thing go for? And I, if I remember correctly, it was a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And so for me, like, that's where it really stood out. If this was $49 beanbag chair, he could have talked about it in any way whatsoever.
Moved on.
But to get somebody to invest $300, $400, $500, whatever it was, into a beanbag chair, the conversation can't be, hey, we've got beans and we've got it in this, you know, sock.
Water
and you
want to
sit on it, you know, like, no, it was all of the things that you experience by sitting in this chair, the relief of back pain. And that was a big one is like,
yeah, cause you like float in it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It feels like you're floating.
Mm-hmm. And so, but he sold it in that manner. And that right there was a dead giveaway on how he can justify charging what he charges. And for me, I was looking at fitness the same way, right? You can sell the gym access as a commodity, dime a dozen, walk into any gym, but how can you have a conversation with somebody and get them to spend $300, $400, $500, $600, $1,200 a month on training when we have this option over here that I can walk into a gym for $29.99 with some of the big, you know, giants out there. But that conversation, it was so like one-to-one with what we sell and how.
Right.
And the missing link that I think a lot of gym owners are really stepping past. A lot of it came from those calls I had last couple of weeks. They're in the process that a lot of those gym owners had. They assumed that the person was ready to buy personal training or ready to buy their programming simply because they were interested on any level. Mm-hmm. But the problem was there was no consultation ever being had. The only entry point into their business was buy a free class or free session or even for free. But nobody was having the conversation about what that client was actually looking for. And so we're missing the ability to actually connect, find people move away from pain and we move towards pleasure. And neither of those were discussed, figured out, you know, it was not even part of their process. And so I think that missing link gives you, if you filled that gap with a consultation where you're talking about what brings you in today? And no, it's not the fact that you want to go swing kettlebells and, you know, push plates. It's the fact that, you know, Mrs. Johnson hasn't been able to fit in her little black dress in, you know, 3 years.
Yeah.
And her husband doesn't look at her the same. Right. And like all of those deep-seated pain points at a consultation, one, that if you speak to that, the value of what you can sell, it's enormous in comparison. Sure. If I sat here and I said, oh, Mrs. Johnson, you know, I understand that, but, you know, we've got the greatest kettlebells you've ever seen. It's not going to do anything.
No.
But if you can say, if you, you know, get into the psychology of that and be like, you know, I completely understand. That sounds like a really emotional, you know, significance in your life. How about we create a program that's going to make that change for you and make that change for good?
Yeah.
And you can start to talk about some of the things, the issues, and start solving that problem for her. And that's the biggest thing. That's where she then starts to change from the cost of your goods to the value of what you bring to the table.
Right. Right.
And man, when it comes to sales and marketing, if you can create that kind of onboarding entry point to your business, have somebody in front of you, build some rapport and be able to talk about the things that really truly matter, why they're sitting in that seat, you could sell them damn near anything.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Yeah, you can set your own price. And, you know, I see gyms going the opposite where they just cut the price because they don't know how to else to do it.
Yep.
That's why you're listening to the show. It's like, oh my gosh, maybe we have an opportunity here. I would tell you that there's no strategic benefit about being in the middle on your prices. It's either you're the lowest or the highest. Like, honestly, people will go to you if you're the lowest just by because it's the best deal. Like, that's a USP, right? Like, we're the cheapest in town. Come on over here. You know, that's not a boat I want to be in. I want to be in the other one. I want to be in the one that's the most expensive, have less clients, obviously, because there's only so many people can afford it. But we're solving big problems. People are coming to us for a specific reason, not because you got cool racks out there, you know what I mean? Or the turf is different colors. That has nothing to do with it, right? It's about solving their biggest problem. And you know, the only way you find that out is having a consultation.
Yeah.
So like these gyms are class-based and they're trying to push you into a class. Like before you even meet with somebody, you're really doing it backwards.
Absolutely.
Really at the end of the day. You need to speak to somebody. And in all of our marketing pushes to a consultation. I mean, and we see work with a ton of gyms that do a call first and then I have a whole opinion on the calls first. Like, and I think we've discussed it and we tried it. I mean, honestly, the math is the math.
Yeah, halfway through last year, we did those podcasts. Split. We started at the cabin. Remember, we were talking about going head to head with those processes. And yeah, for our facility, I mean,
it's like 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 10 to one, 10 to one. Just get them into the gym.
Yeah. Have the consultation, have the conversation first. Yeah,
I mean, but both of those, we're having a conversation. We're digging in and there's a whole, we have the ProFit, P-R-O-F-I-T, you know, sales process that, you know, Zach could probably jump on here and talk to everybody about one day. But it's about digging, finding the reasons why. You hear it all the time, right? Like, but it's, we were just talking about this morning. It's about how you react and how you ask the questions. The tone of your voice means something.
Absolutely.
I was on a discovery call or with a setter last week and it was almost humorous because the guy's young and I know exactly what he's doing. But he, you know, I asked one question, threw him right off. Like he couldn't figure it out, you know, and you know, it was like, if we could solve that problem, how would that feel for you? I mean, what would that do for you? I'm like, I know why you're asking that. Like, I mean, it would feel amazing there, Jake. Like, of course, you know what I mean? But the way he said it, it's like, it's not genuine.
Yeah.
He probably isn't even going to remember what I said.
Yeah. He's checking boxes on his script as opposed to like genuinely engaging in the combo.
It's funny, you know, but you know, he's trying whatever. But like at the end of the day at the gym, you should ask that question.
Yeah.
You know, Mrs. Johnson, I understand where you're coming from here with that. That's gotta be tough on you. Like, what if let's just snap our fingers five months down the road when you're, you know, in your black dress that you've been staring at it for 6 years in there. You remember that night out you wore it last? Oh my gosh. How much fun was that? Yeah. You were out there dancing, were you, all the stuff. Like, yeah, you do have to get a little personal, but like what, let's get you back in that dress. How's that sound? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes. And of course, you know, your systems and your gym can solve that problem and get her in the dress. Don't just say it.
That's a great point. Now, like great segment to what I was thinking when you were saying that is it also matters immensely on who you serve. If you don't know who you serve, or if you're the, we could train anybody type of mentality, then you can serve nobody.
Yeah. Like,
and that's the problem is everybody thinks that being a great trainer means you can handle any problem that somebody walks in the gym. And that might be the case, but that doesn't make you a specialist in any one regard. You know, I go back to like the jack of all trades, master of none type mentality. There's the riches and the niches. Like if you looked at the people that are paying you money right now, found those commonalities, found the congruent problem that they're moving away from, or the thing that they're gravitating towards in pleasure across the lot of those people. That's what your marketing should be talking to and talking about. That's what your sales conversation should be leaning into. No matter what, if you took any group of people and you found those commonalities, you damn well better be clearer on what you provide, because I guarantee no matter how wide you serve in your fitness facility, there is a reason that people come to you. There is a commonality there, and that is your unique, you know, opportunity to double down on that. Mm-hmm. And I generally, like, every gym that we speak to, or I continue to speak to, they try to cast a bigger, wider net. And yeah. And truly, I think if they got more specific and clearer for themselves on who they serve, those people would then start forming a line.
Well, here's the cool thing about it. It doesn't have to be a person that you serve. It could be the solution you're providing, like fat loss. Yeah, could be you're the best fat loss trainer in the area. That could be adolescent. It could be adult. It could, you know, you're a fat loss trainer versus I'm an athletic training gym.
Yep.
Like that's specific. And we only train football athletes or just soccer girls or whatever. Then you're going hard the other way. However, I'm envious of businesses that can serve so many people. Like, you know, if we're being real honest with ProFit, we really serve a small type of gym. You know what I mean? We don't serve the LA Fitnesses of the world. Sure, we can probably help them, but they're not our clients. Our clients are mom and pop training gyms, micro gym, whatever you want to call it, boutique fitness. But when it comes to your gym and who you serve, it could be the 40 and over crowd.
Yep.
It could be men and women there. It could be just female. But let's just talk about fat loss over 40, for example. If you got really good at that, you're going to have people lining up at your door.
Exactly.
Because you're speaking to the right people. But you're also, the more you work in that niche, the more you're going to learn exactly what works and doesn't work. And all of a sudden, you are the best.
Yeah.
Right? Man. When you're 55 and you have four kids and, you know, you got aging parents and you got all this stuff going on, you could speak to that, right? Like, imagine you're trying to do that, but you're also trying to train college kids. Like, there's no congruency there, right?
And that's how you beat competition. Because your competition's over there saying, hey, we can train everybody.
Let them.
And exactly, right? And if I'm making the decision, I got Jim A over here who specializes in my problem, or I've got Jim B over here who... They probably can address my problem, but they're also trying to figure out how to make youth sports performance athletes, you know, have a better 40 time. I'm going to go with the one who speaks to me and me only. Like that resonates to the problem. They are the resident expert in our area better than everybody else because their time, attention, and energy is all focused on my specific issue.
Well, let's talk about, you just said the 40 time. It just reminded me of when I was in college football. There was a place at, it was actually, it ran out of the side of a hospital. So it, like they, I don't know, they rented this space in there. It was called the Acceleration Clinic. And it was Phoenix Acceleration Clinic. It doesn't exist anymore that I'm aware of. That all they did was train football, well, any speed athlete to get faster on their 40 time.
There you go.
We will guarantee after our 12 weeks, we will guarantee a 2/10 reduction in your 40 time. That's and they had tons of clients. Every freaking guy that played at Arizona State was there. U of A guys would drive up from Tucson. We had Arizona Cardinals there. All of our guys were there. A lot of high school kids were there. And they had this giant treadmill and they had a whole program and it was footwork. It was my hip explosion. I mean, to this day, I don't know if there was a better hook in the market. We will guarantee 2/10 off your 40 time or, you know what I mean? Like as a college athlete, 40 is everything. That's what scouts look at. Right. Yeah. And so, they got me way under 2/10. Like it was like 0.4. It was like 0.4 tenths or whatever. It was awesome. It was, you know, they teach you your start and everything in the mechanics, but they're teaching you how to get stronger, explosion, footwork. It was great. Anyways, and then they had even cooler, they had something called the Cheetah Club. And if you could run 20 miles an hour for, I think it was like 6 seconds, you got on the Cheetah Club.
They gamified it.
They gamified it. And this, guys, this was 1997, '98, '99, like in there. And it was, and they had this oversized treadmill. It was literally the width of this table.
Yeah.
And this thing would go up to like 30 miles an hour at 35% or something crazy. And I saw all kinds of crazy shit on this. Session five, everybody throws up on 5 and 13. It was like known, right? Yeah. Oh, fuck, here we go. We're going for session five today. Everybody bring the buckets.
Grab the
out.
Bucket.
It was just one of those deals. But I guess the point is this. Think about the problem there that company was solving.
Yep. Very clear.
These athletes need to get their 40 times down. We will guarantee you lose two tenths. And they delivered. It was awesome. So,
and here's something, and it goes back to our coaching program. When you deliver on your promise to your consumer, that's your brand promise. That's their brand promise. Mm-hmm. I promise you're going to lose two tenths?
2 tenths, yeah.
On your 40 time. When you did that, it reconfirms your decision to take part in their program, to buy from them, which builds trust. It builds a desire that, oh, these guys can do this. I wonder what else that they can do for me because they executed on the promise to me.
Yeah.
And that's massive clarity for a consumer to reconsider or to continue to pay for a service from somebody because they're executing on that. If you can do that in your fitness facility, and it doesn't have to be, you know, weight loss is one of those things. It's a pretty fairly easy metric to follow, right? You get on a scale, get off a scale. We could figure out, you know, or in bodies and figure out your fat loss. If you can continue to bring that data back into your training and then, you know, reporting, you know, so the client is aware,
build that trust,
they're going to be their trust is reassured every single time that the data is presented back to them. Mm-hmm. That reconfirms their decision to continue to stay with you. If you have a big churn in your business, I guarantee there's a gap between what you're selling, how you're selling, what you're selling, and the execution of it. And it might be there. You just might not be
reminding
them and showing them and some of those things.
Well, in that specific scenario, that's why the words on that semi-private pro app are the words we use in the consultation, because we want to reflect what they just made the decision on is actually the delivery and the delivery system. We built that trust there. So that's part of it too. But guys, this isn't rocket science. What you need to look at is how you're speaking to the consumer, both in the consultation, but also in your marketing assets, websites and everything, your Facebook ads and all the stuff that you're pushing out there. Are you solving a problem or are you just saying we offer personal training, nutrition, accountability, just like everybody else?
Yep.
We got all this state-of-the-art equipment. All that stuff means nothing. Solve the problem. You could do it in a damn garage. If you're solving the problem, people are going to, you can set your price.
Yep.
And that's the moral of the story.
Yeah. Sell the problem.
The more you know. And that's the rest of the story. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next episode, I guess keep changing lives. I guess just keep doing that.
Yeah.
If that sounds good.
Just do more of that.
See you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.